The U.S. Senate is expected to vote today on an international treaty that would sign the U.S. up to a convention protecting the rights of people with disabilities in nations around the world. The convention, as it is called, would establish a set of principles calling for access to jobs, to public facilities, to education. 100 nations have already ratified it. It, in a sense, enshrines some of the principles of the U.S. Americans with Disabilities Act into international law. And let me just say, as a disabled man myself, I support it. That's my opinion. In any case, it's hard to see how this convention, which has bipartisan support, former Senator Bob Dole is a backer, so is John McCain, so is Senator John Kerry, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which has seen the ADA in the U.S. as a positive force for business. So who is calling this a dangerous encroachment on U.S. sovereignty?
A few of us have some concerns with the U.N. Convention on the Rights for Persons with Disabilities. We understand that this is an emotional issue for many, and it is an important issue. We here in the United States have the most robust set of laws designed to protect persons with disabilities of any country that I know anything about. And our concerns with this convention have nothing to do with our lack of concern for the rights of persons with disabilities. They have everything to do with protecting U.S. sovereignty, protecting the interests of parents in the United States, and the interests of families.
That's Utah Senator Mike Lee, who realizes that as a disabled person, I might be too emotional to think clearly about the world recognizing my rights to access to a business or a building, access that I've had to fight for 37 years in a wheelchair. Okay, yes, but it's too emotional for me to be credible on wanting people with disabilities all over the world to have the same rights I've had to fight for here in America, or for people disabled in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Americans and Iraqis and Afghans should not have their lives end because they survived the fighting with a disability. So that's one argument. As a disabled person, I'm just too emotional to think clearly about my own rights and that of others with disabilities. What's another argument against this dangerous treaty?
I'm not advocating for no standards. I'm just advocating for no status quo, because we need to continue to lead the world. And submitting to an international treaty, on one hand saying it has no enforcement power and it's not legally binding, on the other hand saying we have to be involved with a legally binding international treaty, is just completely inconsistent.
Now, I don't even understand what South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint is saying there. Somehow the U.S. will be prohibited from doing all the things it wants to for people with disabilities by the U.N. under this treaty. Senator DeMint, this champion of the disabled who failed to mention how in 2010 he opposed a simple regulation that public pools be accessible for people with disabilities. He called that a government overreach. But the bitterest opponent of the U.N. Convention on Rights for the Disabled comes from former Senator Rick Santorum.
And while there are some good things, there are some fatal poison pills or flaws in this convention that require it to be defeated.
Rick Santorum's secret fatal flaws that would allow a UN takeover of the U.S. government while we're not looking? The peacekeepers would just ride in on wheelchairs unnoticed and that would be the end of U.S. democracy? Is that what he's saying? Senator Santorum was defeated by a majority in Pennsylvania back in 2006. He was repudiated by GOP voters during the 2012 election campaign. So now he picks a new target? Santorum and his fellow senators voted for the war in Iraq, which resulted in thousands and thousands of permanent disabilities. I recall that war went forward in direct defiance of the United Nations. Was Senator Santorum worried about the UN takeover back then? I suspect not. Who do we fear most? The United Nations Convention on Rights for People with Disabilities? Or is it Rick Santorum and his friends? The Senate will have to decide.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.